Have you ever been sitting next to someone while they're eating and the noise that they're making, it aggravates you? Have you ever had that experience where someone is sitting next to you at the theater or something and they're chewing on their popcorn and it just starts to drive you crazy? Well, there are some people that actually have an exaggerated version of this in that they will become extremely hyper-aroused and emotional and angry and even depressed and anxious when they hear particular sounds, and particularly sounds that other people make with their mouths. but it can involve other kinds of sounds. And today's episode, I want to talk about it. They actually call it misophonia. And let me actually give you a written description from someone on the internet. They wrote a description of what it's like to have misophonia. And it was on a public forum, and they said, "I cancel coffee dates with certain friends because I know they will sniff or clear their throats more often than others. I can't be in the same place as other people when they are eating because I can't stand people slapping their lips together or talking with food in their mouths. I grit my teeth when people whistle or hum. I hate it when people suck food off their fingers and make that pop noise with their mouth. Tongue clicking sends me into an internal rage machine." I like that. An internal rage machine. "Loud yawning, constant sighing, loud breathing, even people tapping their fingers on tables or rotating their ankles and stretching out their toes drive me crazy." So that's just one description. Now, like I said in the beginning, I think we can all relate to if someone's chomping away on something right next to us in the movie theater, it'll get to us. But this is something really quite beyond that. And it's not just a slight annoyance. It can actually interfere with your life. And so I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about misophonia. I want to talk about the definition. I'm talking about the research, the background, the triggers, the treatment, what it looks like. I'm going to do the full psychological rundown here. Welcome to the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I am chair of the Couple and Family Therapy Program at Antioch University, Seattle. I'm also a professor in that program, and I am a licensed therapist. This episode is just for patrons of the podcast, so if you're listening to this and you're not a patron of the podcast, this episode will end before the content begins. If you want to hear the full episode, you have to become a patron of the podcast by going to patreon.com. That is patreon.com. And if you become a patron, remember that all patrons can access the premium feed on their phones. So there's a separate feed that's just for patrons of the podcast in which they get access to all of our exclusive episodes.